by the crowds of people, the priest who sing your praise.
Hello, my name is Shane Eidelman, and I'm the pastor of Westside Christian Fellowship in Leona Valley, California. It is my personal heart and goal for you to see truth through a biblical perspective. I hope that you enjoy this segment of Eidelman Unplugged.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Eidelman Unplugged. My name is Luke Duncan and I'm your host, not here with Pastor Shane today, but with a special guest, his beautiful wife, Morgan. Morgan, how are you doing today?
Hi, Luke. I'm good. How are you?
We're in the middle of an unprecedented season, I think, for a lot of us, just with the coronavirus and with the social stuff going on and everything. And it's easy to feel pressed in and it's easy to feel just kind of beaten up and burdened. And I know that as a guy that, you know, we certainly feel our own way about that. But as a woman, I'm sure there's your own special way that you're relating to these circumstances as well. So I know that you wanted to come on the program today and just give some encouragement for your brothers too, but also especially your sisters in the faith. So what would you like to talk about today?
Sure. Yeah, that's a good point. There's just so much going on. And I saw a phrase a few weeks ago, don't know who posted it, so I can't give credit, but I didn't come up with it, but I just loved it, and I actually reposted it. It said, if you're hanging on by a thread, make sure it's the hem of his garment, and it just really stood out to me. I don't know, maybe I was having a particularly rough day that day, and it just leaped out, you know, obviously coming from the passage in Mark 5 and the other Gospels when the woman, you know, is following behind, and she says, if she needs healing, and she says, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, like, I don't even need to touch Jesus. I know he's got so much power. I know he can do anything. And she had a great amount of faith that I don't even have to get that close to him. If I could just touch his garment, I'll be healed. And it just kind of set in for me during this time with the pandemic, with the civic unrest, and just everything going on. A lot of people, I think, are barely hanging on. And when we get to that point, it has to be, we have to be hanging on to him, or else, you know, I often, when I'm talking to people and we're talking about difficult times and life is so hard, and, you know, I say it's hard enough with Jesus. I can't imagine people trying to get through this with no hope. I mean, I think I would be locked up in a loony bin if I had no hope. That the Lord is sovereign, he's faithful, he is walking us through it. There are hard times, but he is good. Even when life is hard, he is still good. And so just that encouragement to, you know, really press in, make sure you are seeking him, make sure he is your source of hope and what you're looking to, just daily to draw your strength from him and take your rest in him.
Do you find that there's any particular aspect of the character of Christ that appeals to you most in a time like this?
That's a good question. I mean, all of it. I think it's for me right now, he's our comfort. He's our provider, you know, when things look a little uncertain and we don't see, maybe him working, or we can't see everything behind the scenes of what he's doing, but we know, that he is our provider. He's our comforter. He's there. He's just a good God, and he, loves us. You know, I think about the verse about the birds of the air and how much more he cares for us, and knowing that he's going to take care of us.
So, Morgan, we're in the middle of a time where our church specifically, we've been meeting on Sundays again. You know, and we know that a lot of churches are not in that position yet. Mm-hmm. But even us, we haven't really been able to get back up to full steam on fellowship yet. All of our Bible studies are on hiatus, and all of our fellowship groups are on hiatus still, so we can manage the circumstances that we're dealing with and everything. And I think you'd agree with me on this too, that we come to know Christ through one another.
Sure.
Through the fellowship of the saints. And how do you think that, you know, leaning on Christ and grabbing the hem of his garment and really trusting him with your circumstances, how do you do that in a time where that fellowship aspect is not really at its full steam?
It has been so bizarre, hasn't it? I just can't, sometimes I feel like it's Twilight Zone. Can't believe we're actually living, through this. It's just such a bizarre time in history. So yeah, it's been different. It's been, I mean, at least we're back in church, but it is definitely a whole another ball game right now. So, you know, I think on one hand, that's when certain things come in handy, that we can be connected. As much as there's, you know, the negatives to social media, the negatives to texting too much, and there's definitely the negative side to all that. I think at this point, at least we have that in some regard. At least we are able to stay connected in those ways when we can't be together one-on-one, and we can still encourage each other. I've sent probably more encouraging texts in the last few months than I have in my entire life, just wanting to reach out and check on people, see how they're doing. Also, being on the receiving end of those has been invaluable, and it seems to come at just the right time. And it reminds me that God sees, He knows, and He knows what we need. He's a good God. He cares for us. And so He will send that encouragement at the right time, or, you know, a funny note that someone sends. We've had the kids have been writing, you know, snail mail and using snail mail with their friends and different things. And so it's just trying to find ways to connect that are a little maybe out of the ordinary than what we're used to. But super excited for the day, trusting that there will be a day that we can get back to that.
Amen. As a mother, too, and you kind of have an interesting perspective because, A, you're a pastor's wife, but B, you kind of have a very wide spectrum of motherhood going on at once, teenager to toddler, blessings and all of that, of course, but it keeps you busy. Mm-hmm. But how do you incorporate, because I think I would suspect, I'm not a parent yet, and I will never be a mother, obviously, but I would suspect that being in that role, that a lot of times being with the kids can feel overwhelming. Mm-hmm. So is there anything that you do to, I know that your kids all shine their lights very brightly. So is there anything that you and Shane do to help bring the kids in as kind of a source of edification for yourselves?
Mm-hmm. It's been interesting for them as well. We've just tried to be honest throughout the whole process and give them the freedom to feel what they're going to feel. You know, a lot of it, most of them are too young to really have a full grasp. I mean, they know things are weird and things are different, and they see the masks and they see all the things. But most of them are still seemingly unaffected in regards to their everyday life. So we've tried to explain it to them and talk to them about, you know, I gave a few of them a lesson for school. They had to write a paper. I said, just start the paper. It's the year, you know, 2050, and you're a history teacher and you're teaching your class, and start your paper with, I lived through the coronavirus. Go. And so it's just interesting to see it through their perspective. So anyway, just trying to pull them in, trying to have them be a part of it, be honest with them, open and upfront with them, and really walk them through the process. I forgot the rest of your question.
Well, just bringing the incorporating, because I think, you know, for me, and you and I have known each other for a while, and you've heard me say over and over again, your kids being a part of my testimony that I've seen the Spirit of the Lord work through youth, you know, and I've seen the youth be encouragement through their youthfulness to the adults that they're with. And I think that just, you know, having, whether you have one kid or a bunch of kids, that there may be an opportunity there for the parents to allow those kids to step up.
Sure.
And I think sometimes in the middle of circumstances like this, maybe it's hard to see that because you're feeling overwhelmed or something.
Gotcha. Yeah. It has been neat to watch them. They've, you know, I feel like the Lord gives you little glimpses of hope here and there. You know, maybe you're having a bad day or a rough week with the kids in general, or whether it be all of them or one in particular, however that looks. Maybe there's a season where a couple of them are just, you know, being more disobedient or this or that. And so, but throughout that, the Lord tends to give glimmers of hope, and which is super encouraging to your soul. And just as a parent, as a mother, it's very encouraging. But through this pandemic, especially, it's been great because, just trying to find the blessings in it, which is hard, but we're told, you know, to count it all joy when you fall into various trials. And this has certainly been a trial for all of us in different ways. And so being able to see what the Lord's doing in them, what He's doing in their relationships, yes, they're home a lot more, And so there's more opportunity to fight, but there's also more opportunity for them to serve each other and to get along and different things. And so it has not been all sunshine and roses here. I'm not going to paint that picture by any means, but it has been great just to see them come together at different points. You know, we've done cooking more together. The kids have taken that on their own and done some cooking projects. They've done some board games. They've had outside time. You know, they definitely have their share of screen time that we're trying to limit as well. But just seeing them come together and really watching the Lord hone in on their personalities and their character and having the time to work on that has been good. It does feel overwhelming at times, for sure. I think we just can't escape that. But also in those times when we feel overwhelmed or we feel like we can't, you know, can't do this for another day or just can't go on in this way, that's when we look to scriptures and remind ourselves these are blessings that God has given us. He chose us to be their parents. We can do this. We are equipped. He's called us to it. He's put them in our lives. He's put them in our family. And you just have to really encourage yourself in the word, you know, and remind yourself of what the Lord says about children and that it's not a mistake that they are yours. It's not a mistake that they are home so much right now. And we're going to get through this and we're going to get through it together. And we're going to be better for it. And I think that's what we tend to forget is that, you know, a lot of people, and I understand everyone's in different circumstances. I think Shane said at one point, we're all in the same storm, but we're not all in the same boat. So this is affecting everyone a little bit differently. But I know for the believer, if we are putting our hope in Christ and we are trusting the Lord with every detail, then we will be better because of it.
Before we wrap the program up, is there a perspective that you would like to share with the respective men in your lives, whether they would be husbands, fathers, brothers, or even just brothers in Christ, that maybe we may not see it the way you do, but a piece of knowledge that maybe can help us help you as we all get through this together as the church?
In regard to parenting?
Just in regard to dealing with any type of feeling overwhelmed or any type of, you know, modeling Christ in your lives or things like that.
I think it's important for women to see their men or their brothers in Christ or just in general to be strong and courageous. I think God has put that into the very DNA of the man and want to protect. And it's very assuring and encouraging for a woman to see that. Not to say that they can never have a moment of, you know, it's not like I never see Shane upset or never see him flustered about something or a tad bit anxious about something. That's not the case. That's not what I'm saying. But overall, to see them really trusting Christ, really stepping up and saying, we're going to be okay. I think that's huge for most women. And we, you know, women like to be very brave. And, you know, I'm a strong, independent woman and all that kind of thing. But I think at the end of the day, especially when we're in a big crisis and we're seeing things unfold the way we're seeing them, I think it's very comforting, at least for me and the women that I know, to see when they are standing strong, they are being bold. We want them to go before and we want to watch them live for Christ. We want to watch them be outspoken for Jesus in this generation where everyone else is so outspoken about everything. It's very encouraging for us to see the men step up and take that stand.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for listening to another episode of Idleman Unplugged today. If you have a topic or a question that you would like to hear featured on the podcast, shoot us an email at westsidechristianfellowship.org or shaneidleman.com. Again, my name is Luke Duncan, and I'm your host here today with Morgan Idleman. Thank you for joining us, Morgan, and we'll see you next time on the next episode of Idleman Unplugged.
Thank you for listening to Idleman Unplugged. For more information, visit us at shaneidleman.com. Again, that's shaneidleman.com.
El Paseo Publications proudly supports the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network. We are committed to quality and Christian publication. Free ebooks can be found at westsidechristianfellowship.org under free ebooks. Books such as What Works for Men and What Works for Young Adults will help readers understand that the obstacles ahead are never greater than God's power to take you through. Books such as What Works When Diets Don't and Feasting and Fasting demonstrate how health can be achieved from a biblical perspective. Other free books such as answers for a confused church and desperate for more of God show the importance of fully surrendering our lives to Christ. And One Nation Above God is a must read for anyone concerned about the direction of America. Again, free downloads of these ebooks are available at westsidechristianfellowship.org. We are happy about partnering with the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network.